I drew a line for you. Oh, what a thing to do. It was all yellow. Your skin, yeah, your skin and balls turn into something beautiful. Do you know, for you I bleed myself dry. For you I bleed myself dry. It's true, look how they shine for you, look how they shine for you, look how they shine for, look how they shine for you, look how they shine for you, look how they shine for. Look at the stars, look how they shine for you. And all the things that you do.
Thank you. Beautiful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for joining. Would anyone else like to speak? If not, I'll entertain a motion to adopt the RAC's report.
Mr. President, I move to adopt the report.
Is there a second? There's a second. Let's call the roll and we'll take closing statements as people vote. Carla?
Novick?
I really, really appreciated all of the performances and the performers. Thank you very much. And it's always great to hear from Eloise and Jan and from the man on the cover of Jewish Life, Mike Golub. Thank you all very much for today and for everything you do. Aye.
Fritz.
One of the challenges about funding arts and culture is that it's so wonderful. That it's the performances we've heard today, it's so enjoyable. It's not like some of the work that the city does, replacing sewer pipes, for example. You know, Commissioner Fish has done an amazing job of presenting the projects on replacing sewer pipes in a way that make them seem interesting, but he's had to work really hard at it. And the way that you present things, it's hard, it's easy to miss that as well as being enjoyable for the performers as well as for those of us appreciating the performance, that it is jobs and it is about our city and it is about the fundamental fabric of how we do things as Portlanders and as Oregonians. And so I think that's our next challenge. And we were able to educate and inform folks about the arts tax to get it passed, to help them understand why we need arts teachers in schools. And so we have that. We're continuing to fund at the city level. We have to find ways to find more funding so that starving artists are not starving, so that they are valued members of our community who have jobs that can help them pay the rent and buy houses and put their kids through college like anybody else's job. And that's, I think, the next challenge, and I'm sure you're up to it. So thank you very much, Commissioner Fish, for your leadership on this issue. I'm looking forward to working with the next mayor to figuring out how can we get the other jurisdictions to help step up on this. Aye.
Fish.
Well, thank you, colleagues. It is a tremendous honor to serve on a council that believes passionately in art and culture and to be part of a tradition of success in our community. It dates back many years of support for the arts. First, I want to say that Mayor Hale sends his regrets. He is on council business in Europe, but he is here in spirit. I want to make a few comments about the past year. As some of you know, this is a year in which my family fled to Europe, so I had a lot of extra time on my hands, and I often chose in the evenings between going home and communing with my microwave or maybe getting out and seeing more things. And so it's been a year in which I've had the great pleasure of partaking of more art and culture and being a patron and seeing more wonderful things. And boy, have I seen wonderful things. I am so grateful for the abundance of great art and culture in our community. As some of you know, I'm particularly partial to modern dance, which is odd because I don't understand it conceptually and I don't dance. But there's such beauty in dance, and there's such joy in seeing movement and expression on the stage. And so I want to thank White Bird and Body Vox and Northwest Dance and all of our great dance institutions in our town who, against all odds, are continuing to persevere. And I want to particularly say to Wally and Paul, it's about time you guys got married. Congratulations. We're so blessed to have so many festivals here that bring world-class art. And a highlight for me was the great Diane Reeves, who sang at a sold-out concert here, a great jazz singer who just brought her passion to Portland and just overwhelmed us. We're a great film town, and I had the honor recently of seeing some Academy Award-nominated shorts at the Art Museum, including one that chronicled a Syrian doctor who calls Portland home, but who takes a very hazardous trip to Syria to treat the victims of that civil war. And the next time we hear someone propose at the national stage that we should restrict Syrian immigrants, we can think about this doctor in our own backyard, who so bravely serves the world and who calls Portland home. And his film was nominated, the film about his life was nominated for an Academy Award. I've been able to witness great literature through Literary Arts and so many other organizations that bring the best in the world to Portland for our benefit. I'm so grateful that, unlike many other cities, independent bookstores are thriving and growing, not shrinking. In cities across the country dealing with a real estate boom, the independent bookstores are contracting, and according to Steve Dean recently, we have more and more choices. I'm grateful that the opera turned 50 and celebrated with style. The opera in our community is of such great class and accomplishment. And I'm excited about the fact the opera is moving to a summer schedule where we'll have even more choices each summer. I'm grateful to Tony Starlight for the show that he continues to run in our community and all the local talent that he showcases. And I'm grateful for all the artists at FAME that remind us that regardless of our abilities, and regardless of where we come from and who we are, we all have a spirit that we can share with others and celebrate. And I'm so grateful that FAME calls Portland home. I could go on and on and on with what I witnessed and what touched me in the past year, but I want to pivot to what I see as the challenges ahead that we need to unite around. This past year, we celebrated a great anniversary for RAC, and we celebrated 35 years of Percent for Art. We celebrated the arts tax and the progress we're making. We celebrated the extraordinary accomplishments of the Right Brain Initiative. Thanks to Mike's leadership, we're continuing to make progress with Work for Art. There are so many pieces we're celebrating, but there are some great challenges that we have to unite around. The first is we've got to collect more revenue from the arts tax. And we have to fulfill the commitment we made to bring general operating support for some of our most important institutions to 5%. So this council is going to be working with our revenue bureau to boost the collections. And if anyone listening today hasn't paid their arts tax, please do so. Not only does it mean that 40,000 young people in our community now have arts instruction like many of us took for granted when we were kids, but we are also we have additional revenue that comes to RAC to help support art in our community, and we've got to do better. So one challenge is to boost the collections from the arts tax. A second challenge is to make sure that as our city continues to grow and prosper, we do not price out the nonprofit arts organizations that bring such distinction to our community. One of the great pressures in our community right now is with rising rents, groups are being priced out. And they're not just at risk of being sent to the margins of our community or into other counties and jurisdictions. we're at risk of losing some of our nonprofit organizations to other cities that would be happy to compete for our bounty. And so I think a second challenge we face is to figure out how a great public-private effort can be launched to keep our great nonprofit arts organizations in Portland and help them deal with an increasingly unaffordable real estate environment. And the reason, by the way, I feel optimistic about that is that the last time we brought a bunch of really smart people together and we challenged them with something that was on the horizon but it had eluded us, they came together and they figured out the arts tax and they were able to convince over 60% of the voters that it is worth investing in arts. And I think if we unleash the creativity and the ingenuity of that same group and said, how do we make sure that FAME stays with us? How do we make sure that Milagro Theater continues to have a home here? How do we make sure that there is art and culture in every part of our city? I think we can come up with some innovative solutions in the Portland way. And I think that's a second challenge. And the third challenge, I think, is not to take for granted what we have. In my view, there are four things about Portland, in addition to the great natural beauty and the people that call Portland home, that make this a uniquely special place. The first is that we are deeply committed to this idea of nature in the city. And we celebrate the idea that we bring nature into the city and we don't see them as either or, we see them as one. The second is we're on the forefront of a global movement around sustainability. And we're literally working to transform our economy to capture the advantage of that sustainable wave. The third is we're a small business town. We're not a town with a lot of Fortune 500s. We're a town with a lot of mom and pops. And in our 50 neighborhood business associations, 95% of the businesses which anchor every part of our city have five or fewer employees. And we should celebrate that because there are so many benefits to being a small business town. But the fourth thing that makes us special and that we experience every day is we are a city that honors and celebrates art and culture. And we don't compare ourselves to any other city because we're different. And we're Portland-sized and Portland-scaled. But I think our third challenge is never to take for granted that, because it took generations of people building the momentum which led us to this day, where we can celebrate so many wonderful things that happened last year. But there is nothing that says it's inevitable. It will require our continued vigilance. And so I want to challenge everybody here today and within our listening audience to do three things. First, sign up for Work for Art. Please, for God's sake, give Mike a break. Join Work for Art. He needs to get to $1 million. You'll get an arts card and get 2-for-1 tickets, and we'll all feel good about what we do. And by the way, Mike, last year, Mike brought Daimler Trucks into the fold. He sat down with the head of Daimler Trucks, and Mr. Baum agreed to bring the whole company into Work for Art. So the next time someone says to you, why does it matter that we have a headquarter business in Portland? Think about the power of Daimler through its employees supporting the arts. Let's give Mike Golub a round of applause for doing such great work. The number one, please join Work for Art. Number two, please pay your arts tax. There are an alarming number of people in our community think it's a discretionary tax. It isn't. The voters have said we're all going to participate in this great exercise. So please pay your tax. And the third is, every day, take a moment to support and celebrate the art that you're passionate about. Each of us are drawn to something different and unique. And each of us has a chance by being a patron and a supporter to nurture something great in our community. We are all stewards of this great art and culture scene. And let's take a moment every day to celebrate it and to support it, and let's never take it for granted. To Eloise and Jan and the board and the staff, we are so grateful for the leadership that you have provided all these many years, and particularly this past year. And as we're poised, looking forward to have a new leadership at City Hall and a new vision for how we are all going to collaborate around the arts, let's recommit to continuing to strive for greatness, for generous support of the arts, for celebrating what we have achieved. And let's set our sights on what I believe is the great challenge of the next few years to make sure that we don't lose those great nonprofit arts organizations that call Portland home. Let's make sure that they continue to afford to be in Portland and to add such joy to our lives. With that, it is my great honor to vote aye, and the report is accepted. Thank you all very much. And we're going to take a 3-minute recess so that people can transition, and we have one more time certain today. So thank you.